Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara in Seif, Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis, brings a member, Tani Evoishio, Bikidushin Devei Levi, Noal Goda Parat Kolshu, Befon of Erezu Chazoka. If the Lekach is Noal Goda Parat or Kolshu in front of the Meicher, in such a case it's a Chazoka and the Lekach is Kaina. And the Gemara asks a kasha, it's mashal b'fon of in shaloi b'fon of loy. Dafkif to the kerech is no godo parat a koshu in front of the meicher. In such a case, it's a chazaka. L'chayu afilu shaloi b'fon of also, even shaloi b'fne a meicher also. If the kerech is no godo parat, it's also considered a chazaka and the kerech should be kind of. And the Gemara answers, amarel v'achi ka'ama b'fon of l'toich l'meimor l'lei chazeku k'ni. If the lekech is no godo parat in front of the meicher, in such a case, the lekech does not have to say l'lei chazeku k'ni. Shaloi b'fon of tzarech l'meimal le'lechazeku k'ni. But if the lekech wishes to be kind, shaloi b'fne ha'meicher, in such a case, the lekech can only be kind if the meicher first tells him le'chazeku k'ni, he should go be kind. Then the lekech can go be kind of ben no godu parats afilu shaloi b'fne ha'meicher. But if the meicher did not say le'chazeku k'ni, then the lekech cannot be kind with no godu parats with the kinyan of chazaka. And the chayyid, this halacha needs explanation. What is the pshat that the lekech can only be kind shaloi b'fne ha'meicher if the meicher first tells him le'chazeku k'ni? The Rashbam and the Devar Maschil Ma'atana, B'Seifa Devar Maschil, is mefarish that if the Meicher did not tell the Lekech Leichazeku K'ni, Dilma L'chisha Yirtza Lehachzik Farchoza Boi Mi'matanosai. Dilma, when the Lekech goes to be kind, when the Lekech actually goes to be Nol Godil Parats Akoshu, there's a chshash that maybe the Meicher was already Chayzer, and the Meicher does not wish to be makin to the Lekech anymore. And therefore, even if the Lekech would make a Maisa Kinyan of Nol Godu Parats, the Meicher can still tanya that he was Chayzer before the Lekech went to make the Maisa Kinyan, and the Lekech Kinyan is not a Kinyan. And therefore, it's dafka if the Meicher first tells the Lekech, Leichazeku K'ni, and in such a case, the Meicher cannot be Chayzer, the male the Lekech can go be Koyin Afidu Shalei Bifnei HaMeicher. But if the Meicher did not say Leichazeku K'ni, then the Meicher can tanya, even if the Lekech made a Maisa Kinyan, that he was Chayzer before the Lekech made the Maisa Kinyan, and therefore the Kinyan is not Chal, and the Lekech is not Koyin. And the chayyid, the pashtis would be, lefi this far of the Rashbam, that it's dafka the meicher can taina that he was chayzer before the lekech made the maisa kinyan. B'makam that the meicher didn't say lechazeku k'ni, the meicher can say that he was chayzer before the lekech made the maisa kinyan, and therefore the meicher could say that the kinyan was a chal and the lekech wasn't kaina. But in a case where the lekech was kaina without the meicher saying lechazeku k'ni, and now later the lekech wishes to be chayzer and the meicher wants the kinyan to be kayim, in such a case the lekech has no taina. So therefore, even though the meicher did not say lechazeku k'ni, the kinyan would still be chal and the lekech cannot be chayzer. But the kveger and chayshem mishpul and simen kufzadi beiz is medayik from the Rashbam and afnun beiz amid beiz, the last Rashbam. The Rashbam and the Rebbe Maschil Ochi Kama explains that before nevin tzorech leima lechazeku k'ni. And Dr. Rashbam, being that the lekech was being kainer with the nol gadu parts and the meicher was shaysik, la yuchal meicher lachse boi, so the meicher cannot be chayzer anymore. The Rashbam is meisif not only that the meicher can't be chayzer once the lekech was kind with a nol gadu parts b'fnei ha'meicher, but who then also lekech is neschayev boid me'mekchay. And it's mashma from the Rashbam that it's only with this that the meicher was saw the lekech being kind that it was befonav. And it's kilo hishtika, it's kilo visara lechazeku k'ni, therefore the meicher cannot be chayzer and the lekech is neschayev in me'mekchay. But it's mashma that if it would be shaloi b'fnei ha'meicher, in such a case, first of all, the meicher can be chayzer, being that the kinyan is not chal, because the meicher didn't say lechazeku k'ni. And also, the lekech is not neschayev in dmei mekchay, being that the meicher didn't say lechazeku k'ni, the lekech is not neschayev in dmei mekchay, and it's mashma the kinyan is not a kinyan b'chlal. The kveg is medayik this Rashbam, that lechay yukab is mashma from the Rashbam, not only the meicher can be chayzer, if the meicher didn't say lechazeku k'ni, the lekech can also be chayzer. And the chayyid lefi will be medayik earlier from the Rashbam, it's a steven the Rashbam. The Rashbam earlier explained this, that if the meicher didn't say lechazeku k'ni, the meicher can taina that he was chayzer before the lekech was kaina. But that's only a svar that the meicher can be chayzer, and the kveg is being medayik that the Rashbam holds that the lekech can also be chayzer if the meicher didn't say lechazeku k'ni. And the chayyid, to explain the Rashbam, we would have to say that this, if in a case when a person makes a maisa kinyan, that the meicher can still back out of it. The meicher can say that he was chayzer before the lekech made the maisa kinyan. Such a maisa kinyan is not a maisa kinyan bechlal. A maisa kinyan has to make that the mekach is nigmar, and the lekech and the meicher both can't be chayzer at this point, and now belongs to the lekech, and the meicher can't be chayzer. If even after Lekech made the Maisa Kinyan, the Moichah can still be Chayzer, and he can tell that he was Chayzer before the Lekech made a Maisa Kinyan, such a Maisa Kinyan is Bechlal not a Maisa Kinyan, it does not have in it any Gemiras Das to be Kaine, and therefore no Kinyan was made Bechlal, and not only the Moichah can be Chayzer, but then also the Lekech can also be Chayzer, being that the Moichah didn't say Lecha Zekukuni, and he could still be Chayzer from the Mekach, such a Maisa Kinyan does not create any Gemiras Das, and Lekech can also be Chayzer. Mr. Zalman in Evan Oslun Parag Bezmil Chashchenim is Choyker, what is the Pshat in this halacha of Lechazei Kukni? And first he explains what is Bechlal, what happens when a Makna and a Koine, and the Koine goes to go do a Maisa Kinyan to be able to make that the Makna should be Makna the Chayfetz and the Koine should be Koine the Chayfetz. Do we say that the Koine is the only one who does any Maisa and he's the only one who does anything in a Maisa Kinyan? He is Koine the Chayfetz. With this that the Makna and the Koine made up that the Koine should be Koine the Chayfetz, the Koine does the Maisa Kinyan, but the only one doing anything in a Maisa Kinyan is the Koine. He does the Maisa Kinyan, and with this that he does the Maisa Kinyan, he is Koine the Chayfetz. What do we say in every Maisa Kinyan, there are two people involved. The Makna does a Maisa to be Makna, and the Koine is doing a Maisa to be Koine. So, Dr. Mrs. Zalman, Yesh Lefarish Lechazeku Kni in two Eifanim. Yesh Lefarish Lechazeku Kni, like we said earlier from the Ashbam, the Lechazeku Kni is just a Echetimtsa, the Samoicha should not be able to say he was Chayzer before the Lekech was Koine the Chayfetz. But it's not Bechlal, the Etzem Maisa Kinyan. The Lechazeku Kni is not a Chelik of the Maisa Kinyan. The only Maisa Kinyan there is this, that the Koine is does a Maisa Kinyan to be Koine the Chayfetz. What do we say? No, like Mr. Zalman Yesh Lefarish, the Halacha of Lechazeku Kni is the Maknes Chelik in the Maisa Kinyan. The Makna does the Maisa of being Hakno of the Chayfetz. He's being Makna the Chayfetz to the Koine, and the Koine does the Maisa of being Koine. And the Makna's Maisa of being Makna the Chayfetz is this, that he says Lechazeku Kni, and it's a Chelik of the Etzem Maisa Kinyan. He says Lechazeku Kni is his Maisa of being Makna the Chayfetz, and then the Koine goes and does a Maisa Kinyan till no God departs Kolshu, and with that he does the Maisa of being Koine the Chayfetz, and that actually makes the Chayfetz his. Mr. Zalman brings an afkamina to this Chakira. There's a Machlokes to be shown him by Shutfin. When two Shutfin want to split up, if they own a Karka together and they want to split up, that each one should take half the Karka. Does the first Shutif have to tell the second Shutif Lechazeku Kni in order for the second Shutif to go be Koine with a Nal Godu Paretz to Mevara, which Chelik of the Karka is his? So Dr. Mrs. Zalman, it's totally in these two Tzadim. If the Pshat, why the Meicher has to say Lechazeku Kni is because if the Meicher didn't say Lechazeku Kni, then the Meicher can say he was Chayzer before the Lekech made his Maisa Kinyan. That is true by Shutfin also. The first Shutif can tell the second Shutif that he was Chayzer from this, that they agreed to split up before the second Shutif made his Maisa Kinyan of Nal Godu Paretz Kolshu. And therefore, it's dafkif, the first shutif tells the second shutif lechazeku kni, that the second shutif can go be kind of mevar, which chelik of the karkas is, which half of the shutif he wishes to be kind of for himself. But if the pshat in lechazeku kni is that it's the makna's chelik of the mice of the maisa kinyan, it's the makna doing a maisa akno to give the chayfetz to the koine, and then the koine can now go do a maisa kinyan to be kind of the chayfetz, that's only by a meicher and a lekech, where there's a makna and a koine. Mashaykh, when it comes to two shutfin, there's no makna and koine, they both own the karka together. They're being mevara, which chelik is theirs, this that they owned it together, now each one is getting half, that's the kinyan that they had in the karka together, now that kinyan is turning into that each one owns half. But there's no makna and there's no koine. So being that there's no makna and there's no koine, then the first shutif does not have to tell the second shutif, lechazeku kni, and the second shutif can go be koine, as long as they made up to split up the karka, the second shutif can go be koine with a no go do parat kosher, I feel if the first shutif didn't tell him, lechazeku kni. The Chayvah, there's another nafkamina to this Chakira of the Evan Ozel. The Chazanish and Evan Ezer brings a Nidin. What is the halacha if Reuven tells Shimon to be Koine a Dovah Shalai Bala Olam? So the halacha is a Dovah Shalai Bala Olam, the Shimon cannot yet make the Maisa Kinyan on it. What is the halacha if Reuven tells Shimon to Lechazei Kukni on a Dovah Shalai Bala Olam? And then when it comes to Olam, Shimon goes and does the Maisa Kinyan. Is Shimon Koine or not? Does the Lechazei Kukni on a Dovah Shalai Bala Olam help that when it becomes Bala Olam, Shimon can now be Koine? And the Chayv, this is also telling this Chakira, if the Pshat on Lechazeku Kni is only that the Meichi cannot say he was Chayzer before the Lekech was Koine, and it's not a Chedek of the Maisa Kinyan, the Chayv, which we Mahani, I feel on a Dovah Shaloi Ba'al Olam also. Even on a Dovah Shaloi Ba'al Olam, the Meichi already said Lechazeku Kni, and therefore the Meichi cannot say he was Chayzer without telling the Lekech that he was Chayzer, and when the Lekech goes to make the Maisa Kinyan, when it's already Ba'al Olam, the Kinyan would be Mahani. But if the Pshat in Lechazeku Kni is a chelik of the Maisa Kinyan, it's the Makna's Maisa Akno. When he says Lechazeku Kni, the Makna cannot do a Maisa Akno on a Dovah Shaloi Ba'al Olam. And therefore the Lechazeku Kni that he tells the Koine before the Chayfetz is Ba'al Olam will not be Mahani, and when the Chayfetz is Ba'al Olam and the Lekeach goes to make a Maisa Kinyan, that Kinyan will not be Koine for him. And the etzem halacha mentioned in the Mishnah, noal gadol parat koshu arezu chazaka, that if one is noal gadol parat a koshu in a field with this mice of noal gadol parat, he can be kind of the field. The Gemara explains, hay gada hechidami, how is one kind is deemed to be considered a gadol koshu? And the Gemara answers, lamaskona de meyikora v'salkula b'ravcha, if originally it was people were able to go into the field easily, it was a wide Pesach, and now with this that he was gadol koshu, he put a little bit of fence up, and it's only kasalkele b'duchka, in such a case it's considered tikkun koshu, and he's kind of the field. And the Gemara explains similarly, hay pirtza echidami, what is the case of a pirtza koshu? And the maskona de Gemara explains that meyikora was having ayli ba b'duchka, it was more difficult to go, it wasn't a wide Pesach, it was difficult for people to go into the field, v'hashta ayli ba b'ravchi, widened the Pesach a little bit, and now can people can enter through this Pesach easily, that's considered tikkun koshu, and with this ma'isa tikkun, a person is kind of the field. The Rashbam and the Vyamascha v'hashta ka'ali lo b'ravcha explained that huadin, when the Mishnah says na'a koshu, a person is koinai de the mice of a na'a koshu, it's talking about a similar case, ikal efushik agavna, he was seisim the Pesach astima koshu, meikar was ayli lo b'ravcha, and now it's ayli lo b'duchka, now people can't get in so easily. That is the case of na'a koshu, the person was seisim the Pesach a koshu, and that he's kind of the field. Zakhtar Rashbam a second pshat, inami shekova minol b'delas, he placed a lock on the door. Originally, the door did not have a lock, and he put a lock on the door. And in such a case, also, that's considered tikkun kosher. And with this ma'isa tikkun, a person is kind of the field. Zakhtar Rashbam, but it's dafkin these two, I find him, a person is considered a no'al koshu. But sogar es adelis, if one locked the door, v'nov mafteach, he locked the door, he was sogar v'nov the delis, and that is not considered a ma'isa kinyan. And Rashbam explains the reason why just locking the door is not considered a ma'isa kinyan is because that's not considered a ma'isa tikkun, it's considered marviach ariv nichsei chaveri. The Gemara later on in the Amud explains if the field was getting flooded and a person took away some racks to allow the water out of the field, even though he's being misaken and now the water will not be mazik the field, being that it's just removing hezek and not a tikkun in the field, a siluk of the hezek is considered marviach ariv nichsei chaveri and is not considered a ma'isa kinyan. Zakhtar Rashbam, who had been locking the door, it's just a ma'isa of not allowing people to come in and be mazik the field. It's not considered a tikkun in the field, and therefore a person cannot be kainu with a ma'isa of locking the door. And Rashbam explains further, afagav by that we find by Schiris Batim, the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, when the masker gives the seicha the maftechos, when the masker gives the seicha the keys, that's considered a ma'isa that the seicha is kainu the field, through this that he receives the maftechos, it's considered a ma'isa kinyan, and now the seicha is chayv in bedikas chametz. So we see Messias HaMavtechis is considered a Kenyan. And Dr. Ashbam, if we find that Masker and Seicher is Huadim the Knoisei, also Messias HaMavtechis is considered a Maisa Kenyan. Dr. Ashbam, Hani Mili Ben Meicher Masker Lachavei, it's Tafka by a Meicher and a Masker, where there's a Meicher and a Lekeach. When the Meicher gives the Mavtechis to the Lekeach, that's considered a Maisa Kenyan. But Benichse again, Mi Mosalei HaMavtechis, who's giving him the keys to say that the Maisa of having the keys and Maisa of locking the door should be considered a Kenyan? This was Zakhtar Rashbam when it comes to Nichse Ager. Having the keys is not considered a Maisa Kinyan. Unlocking the door is not considered a Maisa Kinyan. It's considered a Maisa Maviyah Chavib and Nichse Chaveroi. And therefore, it's not a Maisa Kinyan. It's Dafkin, the two Eifanim, which the Rashbam said. Either he added to the fence to make it more difficult for people to come in, or he puts a lock on the door when the lock wasn't originally there. Zayvi Shainim Achilik on these two halachas of the Rashbam. On this halacha that the Rashbam said from the Gemara in Psachim that Mesiris HaMavtechis is considered a Maisa Kinyan by a Meicher and a Lekech and by a Masker and a Seicher. Zayvi Shainim Achilik that the Maisa Mesiris HaMavtechis is not considered a Maisa Kinyan. And Taisis in the Vyamaschal Noah Godor Vikoshu explains that this that the Gemara in Psachim tells us that when the Masker gives the Seicher the Mavtechis, the Seicher is Chayv and Bedikas Chometz is not a halacha and Hilchis Kinyan. It's not considered a Maisa Kinyan Bechlal, and the Seicher does not own the Bais either. This that the Masker gave him the keys to the house. It's a halacha in the Gibinagir Bedikas Chometz, being that the Seicher has the keys to the house and he's the only one who can access the house. That's Mechayv the Seicher, that the Seicher is now Chayv and Bedikas Chometz. When it comes to kinyanim, the ma'isa of Messias Maftechis is not considered a ma'isa kinyan. And on this halacha that the Rashbam says that Noel, if one locks the door, is not considered the ma'isa of Noel Koshu, and it's not considered a ma'isa kinyan because it's a maviyach ariv nichsei chaveroi. The Rishonim Achelik, and there are two shittas in the Rishonim, how they Achelik on the Rashbam, why is it that Noel is different than maviyach ariv, and locking the door is considered a ma'isa kinyan? Tosis in the Vemaschal Noah Vagodah Koshu explains that the Maisa of locking door is considered a Maisa Kinyan. So Tosis Vloy Domini Las Delas Lamaviyah Chari, this that the Rashbam asked it's only considered a Maviyah Chari and it's not a Maisa Tikkun. If somebody put a rack and stopped the water from going into the field, or if he took away a rack and allowed the water out, that's considered Mavir Chari. Being that the Maisa Kinyan he is doing is a Maisa Tikkun in the field, and the Tikkun he did is only a Tikkun of a Mavir Chari, therefore he's not kind of. Zaktoitis aval hocha that he's being noyel b'fnei kol adam and he's not being meniach any person to come into the field. Muchach milsu shabaye sushaloi. Zaktoitis this that he locked the door and doesn't allow anybody in. It's muchach milsu that the bayis is shaloi and therefore that's considered a ma'aseh kinyan. And it's mevuah from Toitis that Toitis is saying it's a different oifen of being kind. There's a fanim of being kind with this that a person is misakin the sada and that's noal and that's godar koshu. A person does a tikkun in the field and that's considered a ma'aseh kinyan. So Tosfos is another oifen of being kainer. A person can be kainer, they know how he can be kainer by doing this, that he locks everybody else out of the sada. And being that he's the only one who's able to get into the sada and everybody else is locked out, that's a maisa echocho, that he is the bailam in the field. He locks everybody else out. He's the only one who can go in and out of the field. That's a maisa echocho, that the field is his. And with this, it's considered a maisa kinyan. But it's mevuah from Tosfos that it's not the maisa kinyan of a tikkun koshu, it's a different maisa kinyan, it's a maisa of being meichich, that the sada is yours, that's the noah koshu is kon, and that's why a person is kinder when a person locks the door to the field. And we find similar to Tosfos in Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of our sugi explains that there are three haifanim have had, one can be kinder karka bechazaka. So like the Rabbeinu Yonah, first a person can do a tikkun koshu in the field, or godar koshu, and that's considered a maisa kinyan. Secondly, a person could do a maisa which is mechiach that he is the bailam. If a person locks the door, no al koshu, he's mechiach that he's the bailam, and that's considered a maisa kinyan in the field. And the third mahalach of chazaka, zakta ben yain, is the gemara in the gimel amid beis. If a person is nena gufa min akarka, as the gemara is going to explain later on daf in the gimel amid beis. But al kaponim, it's not shver the kashad rashbam, fact the rashbam, it's a maviach habib nichsei chaveri. Maviach habib nichsei chaveri is only a svar when it comes to when a person wants to be kainah through making a maisa tikkun. Over here, a person is being kind with this, that he's being mechiach, that the field is his, he's showing he is the bailim, and therefore it's not, therefore that's considered a different type of ma'aseh kinyan, and there is no kasha ayizim aviach v'ibn nechsei chaveri. The Ritva explains the kinyan of locking the door different than shita satosis. The Ritva explains that the ma'aseh of locking the door is considered a tikkun in the sada. It's a kinyan like godar koshu, he's making a tikkun in the sada with this, that he's locking the door, it's a shmir on the bayis. And if a person is koinai, they this that he locks the door. And according to the Dvod, Shver the Kasha of the Rashbam, Lechayvitz and Maviach, Habib and Nechsei Chaveri, why is this considered a Maisa Tikkun? And the Dvod answers that we only say the Halacha of Maviach, Habib and Nechsei Chaveri if the Hezek is Mukhan. If the Hezek is there, if there's water in the field, that the field is flooding, and in such a case, a person takes the rack away, in such a case, that's considered Maviach, Habib and Nechsei Chaveri, and a person cannot be koinai with this that he took away the rack with such a Tikkun. But if there is no hezek that person sees that's readily right here, about to be mazik the field, there's nobody going into the house about to be mazik, and a person goes and locks the door that does not have the chisaron of maviach habib nechsei chaveri, even though it's only a siluk a hezek, he's just being shomer the bayis, that nobody should be able to come in and be mazik the bayis, and it's only a shmirah, it's not an actual tikkun in the bayis. Afilu achid, we don't say the halacha that maviach habib nechsei chaveri and it's loikane, being that the hezek is not muchen. Afilu ma'isav and maviach habib also would be considered a ma'isav kinyan, and therefore locking the door is considered a ma'isav kinyan. And similarly, in the Ramban and Arsugi, he explains that this that we say maviach habib nechsei chaveri is not kaine, is dafke in a case when a person is doing a mitzvah by being maviach habib nechsei chaveri. Being that he's doing a mitzvah, this that he's being maviach habib nechsei chaveri, we say it's not a ma'aseh kinyan, it's just a kiyum of the chiyuv that he has, that he's mechuyav to save his friend's field from a hefset. So if the hezek is there, if the field is flooding, a person is mechuyav to be matzil mamun chaveri from the hefset, he's mechuyav to take away the racks to allow the water to flow out of the field, so it shouldn't be mazik the field. Like the Ramban, but in the case of locking the door, there's no chiyuv on a person to lock his friend's door if there is no mazik about to go in. So being that there's no chiv on him to lock the door, therefore even the ma'isa of locking the door is considered a ma'isa kinyan, even though it's similar to a ma'isa of a maviach habib nechsei chaveri, afilu achi he could be kainer. The Ramban says the second mahalach, like the Ramban, we only say the halacha of maviach habib nechsei chaveri if the ma'isa he did was only mahani for the thing that was about to be mazik. If the ma'isa of taking away the racks was mahani that the water should come out of the field and wasn't mahani for anything else, that's considered maviach habib nechsei chaveri and he's not kainer. But if the ma'aseh he did was mahani for other things aside for the mazik, when a person locks the door, not only things that could be mazik can't come into the field or can't come into the bayis anymore, but nobody can come in, being that it's mahani for other things other than the mazik, even though it's a ma'aseh of maviach habib nechsei chaveri, afilu achi, a person can be kind of with such a ma'aseh. But our kapanim, we have two shittas in this, that the Rishonim are chilek on the Rashbam, and they hold that if a person locks the door of the field, he is kind of. The shita of Tosfos and the shita of Rabbeinu Yonah is the reason why he's kind of when he locks the doors, and it's not a maisa tikkun, it's a different mahalach of being kind of the field. He's being kind of by this that he's being mechiach, he's the bailam, being that he locks the door, he's showing he's the bailam, and that's a maisa kinyan in the sada. And the shita of the Ramban and the shita of the Ritva is that it's the way a person is kind of by locking the door is similar to a god, a kosher, it's a maisa tikkun in the field. And this that the Ramban, this that the Rashbam asks, he's a maviyach avi benichsei chaveri, being that the mazik is namuchin, like the Ritva explains, or like the Ramban explains, it's only b'mokim a person is mechuyev to be matzel moment chaveri min ahefse that he is not koiner, or the second teretz of the Ramban, that if it's only if it's mehani for the mazik, if it's not mehani for anything else, then a person is a maviyach avi, but over that it's mehani for other things, it's not considered maviyach avi benichsei chaveri, and if a person is koiner, they this that he locks the door to the field. On the Etzim Chiddush, we said over from Tosis and Rabbeinu Yonah that the mice of locking the door is not a kinyan of a tikkun kolshu of a goda kolshu, only it's a new kinyan of being mechiach that it, a person is the bailam on the sodom with daddy is kainai they locking the door. L'chayrit is an afkamina ledino. Tosis brings a riot to Yeshita that locking the door is considered a mice a kinyan from the Gemara and Gittin on Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara brings a mice of a shchimera that wrote a get for his wife on Erev Shabbos and he didn't have time to give it to her on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, it was Tokef Le'alma, looked like he was going to be Nifter. And he wanted that his wife should get the get before he is Nifter, so she should not fall to the Yavam. And they were Mater the Issa, making a Kinyan on Shabbos, in order that the Isha should be Megureshes on Shabbos, K'dayshay Titrev, Das HaShchimera, K'dayshay Titrev, Daitev is a Heter, to be over the Issa, being Kaina on Shabbos. So Robert told him, Zilu Amrle, to go tell the Isha to be Kaina the Sadeh, she should go lock the door to the field, and with this she'll be kind of the field that the get is in, and through this that she's kind of the field she'll be considered a Kabbalah on the get, and then the Isha will be Mugureshes. So Tosis, we see from this that locking the door to the field is considered a Maisa Kinyan. And we cannot say that when Rava said Rava didn't mean to lock the door. What Rava meant was like the Shita of the Rashbam, she should be Kaveya Minil on the door, and I did the Kvias Minil, it would be considered a Maisa Tikkun Kosher, and with that she would be kind of. So Tosis, because they were only matter, k'desh etitoif to das the shchimera, the issa of making a kinyan on Shabbos, they were not matter being baina on Shabbos, and therefore the isha would not be allowed on Shabbos to go be kaveya minol on the delos on Shabbos. The Rosh is meisif on the Tosfos that we cannot say that the isha that what Rava meant was that the isha should be kaveya a minol on the delos on Shabbos because it's also for an isha to be kaveya the minol like Tosfos says. Dr. Rosh va'afilai de akum lohitiru shvus mishum ze. Even if the Isha would tell a goy to be kaveya and minol, they would not matter the Isra Amir la'akum for the Isha to tell a goy to put a lock on the door on Shabbos, that it would also be osur, and they would not matter that Isra kadesh like titrif the das of the Shchiv Merah. The Nesivus in Simen Kuf Peiches is medayik from the Rosh. We see the only reason why the Rosh said that we cannot be mukim that the Isha should tell a goy to be kaveya and minol, and with that the Isha would be kind of the soda is only because there's an Isra Amir la'akum on Shabbos. But if not for this Amir La'akam, it's mashma b'choil. If a person tells a goy to go do a tikkun kolshu in the sadeh, even though the kainer, the lekeich himself, did not do the tikkun kolshu, he arranged and he told the goy to go do the tikkun kolshu, afiluachi, the lekeich kami kainai, did this that he arranged, that a goy should be mesakin the sadeh or tikkun kolshu. A person does not have to actually do the maisa kinyan himself, the maisa tikkun himself, as long as he arranged for a tikkun to be done, that's enough to be considered a maisa kinyan. And agam that we say in shlichus la'akum, zokta nesivus, if a person tells his worker to go do a tikkun kosher with daddy is kaina. And the avne meluim in the chuvus and simen chafei is maisif, not only if a person tells his worker who's a goy to go do a tikkun kosher with the sadi is kaina. Even if a person stam tells a goy to go do a tikkun koshu and it's aydei amirosi that the goy goes and does a tikkun koshu in the soda, that's enough of a maisa kinyan. A person does not have to do the maisa kinyan himself as long as he arranges for the maisa kinyan, that's enough to be kainer. And the achreinim ask a kasha on the nesivus and on the avni meluim. If we are to say that a person doesn't have to actually do the kinyan himself, he could even arrange for a goy to do the maisa kinyan. So why is it that Rava told the Isha to go lock the door of the soda and with that shall be kind of the soda? Why didn't she do a Isser HaKala Kal Tchila, or more of an Isser Kal? Instead of actually going to do the Maisa Kinyan herself, she should tell a goy to go do the Maisa Kinyan for. The goy will go lock the door. And if it won't be as Chomer, it would only be an Amir of Akam on the Isser making Kinyan on Shabbos, which is a leichter Isser. It's not as Chomer as the Isser of locking the door yourself. So is it that Rava told Isha to lock the door herself? Why didn't Rava tell Isha to go tell a goy to go lock the door? With that, the Isha will be kind of the chatzah. And the chayyur lefidus that we explained the sheet of Taisus and Rabbeinu Yoina that locking the door is not a ma'aseh kinyan of a tikkun kosher. It's a different type of ma'aseh kinyan of being mechiach that he is the bayil and our daddy is kaina. Yesh leimer that this that the nesivus and avne meluim say that a person can be kaina with a tikkun idea guy. He doesn't have to do the ma'aseh tikkun himself as long as he arranges for the tikkun and a guy does the tikkun in the sada is enough to be kaina. Is dafka by a ma'aseh tikkun kosher in the sada. Over there we say that as long as the tikkun is done, that's considered a kinyan, and the one who arranged for the tikkun is kaina. But when it comes to the mice of being mechiach, that he is the bailim, a person who tells a guy to go lock the door, and the guy does the mice of being mechiach, that he is the bailim, that's not considered a mice of kinyan. The bailim himself has to do the mice of being mechiach, he's the bailim. It's only by tikkun we say, as long as the person arranged for the tikkun, he is kaina. Mashenka, when it comes to locking the door, which according to the Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosfos, is not the mice of a tikkun kosher, it's a mice of being mechiach, he's the bailim. In such a case, a person cannot do it, idea goy, and therefore Rava couldn't tell the Isha to tell a goy to lock the door. The Isha has to go lock the door herself and make the mice of kinyan on Shabbos. And Al Kopanim, this only answers for Shitas HaTosfos and Shitas Rabbeinu Yonah. According to the Shita of the Ritva and the Ramban, who hold that the Maisa of locking the door is considered a Maisa Tikkun, the Chayahodja Kushal Aduchte, why didn't Rava tell the Isha to tell a Goy to go to the Tikkun Kosher with the Sada to go lock the door, and with this the Isha will be Kaina? Why did Rava to tell the Isha to go to the Maisa Kinyan herself? And the Chayu Yesh the Yashiv, that when the Isra on Shabbos is not an Isra of doing a Maisa Kinyan, that's not the Isra of being Kaina on Shabbos. The Issa of being Kaina on Shabbos is creating a Chalois Kinyan, creating that a Chayfet should be nicknamed to on Shabbos, that's the Issa of being Kaina on Shabbos. So afilu if Rava would tell the Isha to go tell a guy to go lock the door, and with this that the Isha tells the guy to go lock the door on Shabbos, the Isha would be kind of the chatzah, the Isha would be over the same Isra. It doesn't matter if the Isha locks the door herself or the Isha tells the guy to go do the ma'aseh tikkun to go lock the door on Shabbos. In either way, the Isha is making the chalais kinyan, she's making the sada be niknet her through this that she's arranging the tikkun, she's making a matziv where the chatzah will be niknet to her, and that's the Isra of creating a chalais kinyan on Shabbos. And there's no nafkamina of the Isha locking it herself or telling a goy to be kind, or telling a goy to go lock the door, and this way the Isha will be kinder. And therefore, Rava told Isha to go lock the door herself on Shabbos in order to be kinder the chatzah, in order to be mekabel the get. The Gemara in the Hemshech brings a memra on Merasi, on Merav Yechanan, Nosan, Tzor, V'hoyal, a person placed a rack, and it was with this placing of a rack in the field, he was Mesak in the field, or he took away a rack, and with this taking away of the rack, he was Mesak in the field. Harezu Chazaka, that's considered a Maisa Kinyan. Zog the Gemara, May Nosan, Umay Notal, Ilemon, Nosan, Tzor, V'sachar, Mayim, Mino. If he placed a rack and he stuffed up a river that the water shouldn't flow into the field and be mazik it, or he took away a rack that the water was already flooding the field and he allowed the water to leave the field, and this way it shouldn't be mazik the field. That's a ma'isa being ma'aviyah chavi minichsei chaveri, and it's not a ma'isa kinyan. Zog the Gemara, Elam Nosan Tzor did somed le'maya. He placed a rack that he retained the water that it should stay in the field and it should be mahani to in the field, that the field should have enough water. Not al tzorva arvach lomaya, or he took away a rack and he allowed more water to flow into the field, and therefore it's considered a ma'isa tikkun. It's not considered a ma'isa ma'aviyah chavi. And with this ma'isa of taking away a rack, or placing a rack in a oifin that it's misakin, that it places enough water in the field to be mahani for the sada, that's considered a ma'isa kinyan. On this, that the Gemara asks that it's ma'aviyah chavi minichsei chaveri, and therefore it's not a ma'isa kinyan. The Rashbam is mefarish. Olamazeh doime lemeishav aveda de kol yisrael mitzuvim lahatzel mamen chavireim. All Yidden are mitzvah to be matzal mamen chavireim, and being that he's mitzvah to go do this ma'isa atzalot to save his friend's field from hezek, therefore it's not considered a ma'isa kinyan. So Dr. Rashbam, and it's einei korei chazok, only dumyu the godar uparach, that he makes a binyan or a tikkun in the sada. But if a person does what he's mitzvah to do, in such a case, it's not considered a ma'isa kinyan. And this is also the sheet of the Rimagash. The Rimagash is mefarish, the chesorin, that a ma'aviyah chavi minichsei chaveri is not considered a ma'isa kinyan, is being that he's mitzvah to be matzal mamen chaveri. When a person does what he's mitzvah, that's not considered a ma'isa kinyan. It's only when a person adds a tikkun to the field that he's not mitzvah to do. In such a case, it's considered a ma'isa kinyan, and with that, he's kind of the field. The Adrama, and there's also the sheet of Tosis and Baba Kama on Daf Nun Ches, they explain that ma'aviyah chavi minichsei chaveri, the reason why it's not kinyan is because it's not considered a ma'isa tikkun. A ma'isa tikkun is when one adds something to the field, he's mehani, he's boina something, he's mesakin something in the field, then it's considered a ma'isa tikkun, and with that he can be kind of the field. But if a person just does a silik ahezek, he's ma'aviyah chavi minichsei chaveri, he causes that the water shouldn't damage the field, but he doesn't add anything to the field, that's just a ma'isa tikkun, that's just a ma'isa of mimeser the hezek, and it's not considered a ma'isa tikkun, and therefore he's not kind of. And the Adrama brings a riot to the Shita, if the Pshad and Ma'aviyah Chavi Minichsei Chaveri would be like the Rimagash, that it's only because a person is mitzvah to be matzal mamon chaveri, therefore he is not kaina. fact, to be megash, that's dafka by soda chaveiro. But when it comes to nichsei ager, where nobody owns the field, being that the field is hefker, there's no mitzvah to go be matzel a field of hefker, if that the field of hefker shouldn't be nifsat. So being that there's no mitzvah, why is the halacha that a maviyeh chavi mi nichsei chaveiro by nichsei ager, by nichsei hefker, a person is still not kainer, l'chayim, there is no mitzvah to be matzel the moment of hefker from hefsid, l'chayim, in such a case, a person should be kainer. The Ramban explains that derech to be megash in the Rashbam that the chesaron of a maviyah chavi mi nichsei chaveiro is not kindness because a person is mitzvah to matzel mamon chaveiro. And the Ramban answers the kasha of the other mad. The Ramban says that who had been nichsei ager, even though there's no mitzvah, mikomakam it's ruzi with the mezaras nafshid le likri le mafsid. So the Ramban, even though there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyah for him to be matzel the mamon of hefker, but al kaponim, if a person is able to be matzel mamon from being nifsad and he stands by and is not matzel, he's going to be called a mafsid. And therefore, the reason why he's being matzel is that he should not be called a mafsid. Ve'in derech hakno bekach, that's not considered a derech hakno. When a person saves in a oifin that he's only doing it, so he shouldn't be called a mafsid. It's not nikki the kinyan, and therefore it's ein derech hakno bekach. There's an afkamina between these terutzim of the Rishonim. Why is it that a maviyah chavi v'nichsei chaveri is not koine b'stei chaveri? There's a machlokes in the Nesivos and Avnei Meluim. The Nesivos and the Tshuva, it's printed in Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis. The Nesivos holds if one was mekalkel stei chaveri and he's mesaken eis hasheiveis, he's mesaken this that he was mekalkel stei chaveri. In such a case, even though he's mesaken the stei chaveri, it's not considered a maisa kinyan. And the Avnei Meluim in the Tshuva and Siman Chafei is chaylik on the Nesivos. And Avnei Meluim holds afilu if somebody was mekalkel b'stei chaveiroi and he goes and is mesaken this that he was mekalkel b'stei chaveiroi, being that now he's being mesaken the sadeh could be considered a ma'aseh tikkun and that would be considered a ma'aseh kinyan, and with this that he's mesaken eis hasheiveis, he's mesaken the kilkul that he's mekalkel b'stei chaveiroi, he could be koine and that the delekeach would be koine and that would be considered a ma'aseh kinyan. In the agor that's printed in the Avnei Meluim, it's printed in the Tshuva in Ois Aleph. He's mefarish the machlekes in the Sivis and the Avnei Meluim are arguing in the machlekes of the Rishonim. What's the chesaron of why Maviyah Chavi b'nichsei chaveiro is like on it? The Nesivos holds the reason why Maviyah Chavi b'nichsei chaveiro is like on it, like the sheet of the Rashbam and the sheet of the Rimegash, being that a person is mitzvah to be matzel mamon chaveiro, it's not nikkur the ma'aseh kinyan. So the Nesivos who adin if a person was mekalkel and then now he's fixing eis asher kilkel. Now he's just fixing up the kilkel, he's mechayv to fix up the kilkel that he's mekalkel b'stei chaveiroi. The reason why when a person is mitzvah to be matzel mamon chaveiroi, it's not a kinyan, is because it's not nikkur that he's trying to be kind of the sadeh. As hu adin, when a person is being mesaken eis hasheiveis, he's mesaken the kilkel that he's mekalkel in the sadeh, it's not nikkur the ma'aseh kinyan mechlal. It's not nikkur that he's mesaken anything, we just see a tikkun that he fixed up what he was mekalkel, and this was like in the series, in such a case, it's not a ma'aseh kinyan. Mashenkin the Avnei Meluim is going with the shita of Tosis and the Adama. Tosis and the Adama hold that the chesaron why Maviyah Chavi b'nichsei chaveiro is not koines because it's not a ma'aseh tikkun. A ma'aseh tikkun is only when one creates something in the field, he adds something to the field. But if a person is just Maviyah Chanari and he's meiser a mazik, but he doesn't do any tikkun, he doesn't add anything to the field, it's not considered a ma'aseh kinyan, and therefore a person is not koine by a Maviyah Chavi b'nichsei chaveiro. When a person was mekalkel in the sada, and now he goes and does a ma'aseh tikkun, he's adding something to the field. I did the ma'aseh tikkun. We leave behind this that he was mekalkel. That's already done. And now when he goes and does the ma'aseh tikkun, he is adding something to the field, and therefore it's not considered maviyah chavi b'nichsei chaveiroi. And when a person is mesaken ma'aseh kilkel, it would be considered ma'aseh kinyan, and a person can be kind in such a manner. The Gemara then brings a memory on Merasi, on Rabbi Yochanan, Shtei Sodis, who made Tzerechet Beinayim. If there are two fields side by side and there's a divider dividing the two fields into two, and one goes and makes a Kinyan Chazok in one of the fields, Al Das to be Koine, Oysa Ves Chaverta, Al Das to be Koine both fields, Oysa Kone Chaverta Leikone. He is only Koine the field which he made a Kinyan Chazok in, he's not Koine both fields. A person has to make a Kinyan Chazok in each field, he has to be Koine, and the Kinyan in one field is not Mahani for the second field. The Rishonim and Asugi ask a kasha, Maishna or Gemara from the Gemara of Samach Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara brings a memory on Shmuel, if Mochel lo Yud Sodeis Pes Medinas, if one is selling to his friend 10 different fields in 10 different Medinas, Hichzik Vachas Me'en Kona Kulam, if the Lekech is Machzik in one of the fields, with this that he's Machzik in one of the fields, he's Kona all the fields. In fact, the Rishonim Maishna over there that if it's Hichzik Vachas Me'en, he can be Kona 10 different fields in 10 different Medinas. And in our Gemara, the Gemara is saying that if he's hichzik in one of the fields, he can't even be kind of the field that's next week. He's only kind of the field which he made a kinyan chazaka in. And there are two mahalchim the Rishonim to answer this kasha. The Rashbam and Tosfos answer that it's cholok the sugyan of Samach Zayin from our sugya. The sugyan of Samach Zayin is discussing a case of a meichan alekech. And in our sugya, we're discussing of a kind of a nichsi ager, he's been kind of nichasim from hefker. Right, the case of a meichan lekech, being that the lekech gave damim, he paid for 10 fields, therefore all 10 fields are meshuvah to him. Being that there's a shibut of all 10 fields that the meshuvah to him, when he goes and makes a kinyan, now he's being going with that shibut. The kinyan is the gemar of the shibut, and it creates that whatever is meshuvah to him should now be niknet to him. Therefore, even though he's only hichsek ba'achas man, he only makes a kinyan chazok in one of the fields. With this that he made a kinyan chazok in one of the fields, he's kind of all 10 fields. Mashenki and our sugar, we are discussing a kind of benichse agar, he's been kind of nichse hefker, and there is no nesinas dam, there is no shiba that the fields are meshubitim from beforehand. Therefore, a person has to make a kinyan chazok in each field which he has to be kind of, and the kinyan in one field is not mahani for the second field, and that's the halach in our gemara of oisa kana chaver to lekana. The nemukiyasa brings the second mahalach, and there's also the teretz of the ritva and the adramah. The answer to the chiluk between our sugya and the sugya of Samach Zayin is also because the sugya of the Samach Zayin is discussing a case of a meichan and a keach, and in our sugya we're discussing a case of a koine nichse efke, a koine benichse ager. And they explain the chiluk is because by the case of a meichan and a keach, there's a das acheres makne. The meichan is being makne in the field to the lekech. Being that there's a das acheres makne to makne all 10 fields, When the lekech goes and makes a kinyan on one of the fields, he is kinyan whatever the das lacheres makna was maknetim. The kinyan of the lekech is mahani that whatever the das lacheres maknetim is trying to maknetim, that the kinyan now says it's niknetim and it becomes his. Therefore, even though he only made a kinyan chazok in one of the fields, the kinyan chazok in one of the fields is kinyan all 10 fields. Manshekin our sugi, we are discussing nichse ager and nichse hefkin, there's no das lacheres makna. Therefore, the halach and our sugi is oisa kana chaverto lekana. And there's an afkamina between these two mahalchim. What is the halacha by achin shechilku, brothers that are dividing up the Yerusha? In the case of achin shechilku, there is no das acheres makna ison. They are dividing it up. Nobody's being makna to each other. Each one's being mevar his chelek. But being that each one is being neutral kenegdai, each one's taking a field kenegdai, this that his brother's taking a field, that's considered like an asinas damim. Memela that would be considered, fi the shittas of Ashbam would be similar to the case of the meiche, it would be halacha would be if he's hechsek ba'achas man, it's kana kulam. Being that there's Ke'en and Nesinas Domim, this that each brother takes a field, Keneged, this that the other brother takes a different field, that's considered like a Nesinas Domim, which is Meshabed, all the karkois to the brother who's being Machzik Ba'achas Man, Memele Hichzik Ba'achas Man is Kana Kulam. Mashekin, according to the Sheet of the Nemuki Yosef, according to the Sheet of the Ritva, being that there is no Das Acheres, Makna Yisan, Memele, the Allah would be like that in our Sugya, Oise Kana Chaver Tolai Kana. And who then also there will be an Afkamina by the case of an Oisin Matana. When one is giving a matana to his friend, there is no nesinas damim. There's a das acheres makna, but there is no nesinas damim. Therefore, according to the sheet of the Rashbam and the sheet of Tosfos, that is totally nesinas damim, by a nesin matana would be the halacha like in our sugya. A person has to be machzik in each field which he has to be koine, and if he's hichzik v'achas man, he's not kana chaverta. Mashekin, according to the sheet of the Muki Yosef and the sheet of the Ritva, we are telling a das acheres makna by a nesin matana. Also, there's a das acheres makna isoy, and therefore, the halacha will be like the sugind of Samach Zayin, is hichzik ba'achas man, it'd be kana kulam. I day this that he's machzik in one of the fields, it'd be kind of all this that the nesin matana wishes to be makna to him. The Gemara then brings another halacha b'negeh, being kind of karka b'chazaka. The Gemara brings a memory of Rav Nachman, a rabbi by Avua, a boyne paltrin gedolim benichse ager. One who builds large palaces benichse ager, and he didn't put up a door when he built this bayis and he built this paltrin benichse ager. Ubaache vehemidla and losses, and a second person came along and put up doors. He was the one who finished the house and he put up the doors. The second one is kana. And the Gemara explains, my timer, because kamo livni ba'almu da'apich. Being that the first one didn't put up the doors, he didn't complete the house, we look at it as if he was just flipping around bricks and he wasn't actually doing a real building. Mashekin, the second one who completed the house and put up the doors, he is the one who we look at as if he made a binyan in the Nichse Ager, and therefore he is kind of... There's a machlekes of Rishonim how to explain this Gemara, why the one who built the house without putting up the doors, we consider him a livni ba'al mudi'apech, and we don't look at him as if he's mesakim in Nichse Ager, and he's not kind of bechazaka. The reason why the boyne patron is not kind is because he did not do a tikkun gomer, he was not gomer any tikkun in the karka. The Rashbam says, my kovid, what did he do? Look, the Rashbam, tchilas abinyan in the ikir el gomer, the tchilas abinyan is not the ikir of a boyne is the one who completes it, who actually put a dover gomer, he put a finished product on the karka, that's considered somebody who was misakin something, and therefore he's kind of. Mashenkin, a boyne paltrin without being maimed losses, being that he didn't finish the job, it's not considered that he put a tick in the nichse ager, and therefore he's not koine. The Rebbe Magash explains the reason why a boyne paltrin in the nichse ager is not koine is because he didn't do a tick in the karka. He built a house. He was misakin something in the building of a house, but he didn't do any tikkun in the karka and in the karka of the nichse ager. And therefore, this that he built is actually his because he built the house. But being that he wasn't misakin in the karka of the nichse ager, he's not kind of the karka. The building of a house is not a tikkun in the karka. Mele, he's not kind of the karka. In fact, the Megashim Kain, why is it that the one who's maimed the losses, he put the doors up on the house, he is kind of Lachari, he too also did not do a tikkun in the karka of the nichse ager. He only did a tikkun in the bayis, which the first person came and built on the nichse ager. So to be Megash, being that the first person came and built a bayis on the nichse ager, after the first person is finished, this bayis that he built is considered a chelik of the nichse ager, and it's considered batel and tuffel to the karka of the nichse ager. And when the second person comes and he's maimed losses, he puts up doors on this bayis, it's considered a tikkun in the karka of the nichse ager. And if it was Dr. Vimagash, the second one who was maimed the losses, we look at him as a masakin in the karka of the nichse ager, and he's kind of the karka. Dr. Vimagash, who adin, the next gemara, the gemara brings a halacha, the one who's maitze paltu in the nichse ager. If somebody comes to a nichse ager and he finds a house already built, and he comes and paints a picture where he's sod basid, he does a tikkun into this bayis, he does a tikkun gomer, he paints a little picture, he makes something nicer in the bayis, which is on the nichse ager. Dr. Gemara is kana. Dr. Megash the Chayre here also, he did not do a tikkun in the karka of the nichse ager. And Dr. Megash the same teretz, being that the bayis was already built in nichse ager, he was motzah paltum in nichse ager. Now this bayis is a chelik of the karka, it's batel and tuffel to the karka of the nichse ager. Memela, when another person comes and he comes and paints a picture where he's sod basid, he does a yipoy in the bayis, he makes a tikkun in the bayis, which is on the nichse ager. We look at it as a tikkun on the karka of the nichse ager, and therefore it's considered a kinyan in the karka of the nichse ager, and he's kind of the karka. Toysis m'divya maschal livni ba'amu da'apach is ma'ayru. L'chayim, when one is a boyne paltum ben nichse ager, he has to dig a foundation, he has to be boyne yisoydis. So when he comes and digs the foundation, why is it different than a rafik by porta? Why is it different than one who is a chayrish kolshu ben nichse ager? And just like a chayrish kolshu ben nichse ager is kona, who would a boyne paltum ben nichse ager should be kind of with this, that he has to dig a mashu, this day he has to dig in order to build the yisoydis, he should be considered a chayrish kolshu, and let him be kind of within chayrish kolshu. And Taisa's answers, we're discussing karka, that's eino oimud lacharisha. And mean that the karka is an aymed lecharisha, he can't be kaino with the halach of chayrish kolshu, only he's being kaino with the halach of this that he's being bayne binyan b'nichse agar. And a bayne binyan b'nichse agar is not kaino until he's going with the binyan, until he's maimed the glosses, and therefore he cannot be kaino with this that he puts up the yesaidis. The Rashi brings the b'shem of Yimagash, another shita which is chaylik on Taisvis. The Rashi brings the shame of Yimagash that when somebody is bayne in karka, he puts in the yesaidis, he builds foundations in the karka that is a kinyan b'nichse agar. That is considered a tikkun b'nichse ager, and that would be considered a ma'aseh kinyan b'nichse ager. This that in our Gemara we say a boyne paltum b'nichse ager is not kinyan. We're discussing a house that's being built al gabi a karka without foundations. We are discussing a house without foundations, and therefore, being that he didn't put foundations in the karka, he can't be kinyan with this that he's being boyne the yesaidis. Only wants to be kinyan with this that he's being boyne a paltum b'nichse ager, being that he wasn't maimed losses. He is not kind of like we explained the Shita of the Ashbam because he wasn't Goyman, or the Shita of the Vimagash, being that the tikkun wasn't in the karka, he cannot be kind of with this that he's being bayin a paltum in the ager. There's a machlekes in the Achrayim how to understand the Shita that the Rashi was bringing in the shame of Vimagash, that one who's being bayin a yesedis in the karka of nichse ager is kona. Why is it that one who's being bayin a yesedis in the bekarka of nichse ager is kona lechayr? It's not a dover gomer, it's not a dover shalim. He did not complete this that he started doing. He's being bayned the yesaidis, he put in the foundations. But l'chayr, the foundations is only in order to build a bayis on top of it. And just like we say when one builds a house, being that he wasn't maimed the glossus, and it's not a davar shalom, he is not kainah. Who then, why don't we say when one is being bayned the yesaidis, and he didn't yet finish the house that he's building on top of it, l'chayr, he should also not be kainah. So why is it that the Rashi is bringing Mishen to be Megash, that one is being bayned the yesaidis is kainah b'nichse agar? And the Achayim have a machlekes how to explain this sheet of the Rashi of Shem Avim Magash. There is a chuva from the Nesivis in Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis. He's discussing a case of a meicher and a lekech, that the meicher sold to the lekech a field with a bias on it, and the lekech came to tear down the bias, and he teared down, he was soysed two of the walls on this karka. And then after he tore down two of the walls in order to be rebounded, he was clearing away the bias in order to build another bias. After being soysed two walls, he wished to be chayzef in the mekach. And the Meicher Taina, this that he cleared two walls, is already considered a tikkun in the karka, and that's considered a kinyan, and therefore the Lekech cannot be chayzer. And the Lekech still wished to be chayzer, he was claiming that this that he was chayzer two walls is not considered a kinyan. Dr. Nesivis, Leimi Bayi, Lefi, the Shita of Taisis and the Rosh, hold that a Baini is chayzer in the karka of Nichse Ager is not kaina. that when one puts in the foundation, putting the foundation is not a kinyan. So we see this, that he got the karka ready for it to be boinah bias on top of it, this that he was making the karka for a binyan, being that it's not a dover shalom, it's not a dover gomer by itself, that's not considered a ma'isa kinyan. So who then, when one tears the soiser two walls and it gets the karka now ready to be boinah another bias on top of it, being that it's not a dover shalom and it's not a dover gomer, this will not be considered a ma'isa kinyan. So the nesivis afilu fi the shita that the Rashi brings b'shem to be megash, that one who puts the soiser in the karka of nechse ager, it is a ma'isa kinyan. This that he was making, so the chayyur we see this that he was making the kark of the nechse ager for a binyan is considered a ma'isa kinyan. So then, when he says to the walls, why don't we consider it of being making the kark for a binyan and it should be considered a ma'isa kinyan? So the nesivis this that the Rashi brings b'shem to be megash, that one who puts in yisoidis is considered being making the karka from nichse ager for a binyan is considered a tikkun and he's kainer. Is dafka if this tikkun was made in the karka of the nichse ager? It's dafka if this tikkun that he did of putting in the yisoidis a tikkun in the karka of the nichse ager, and therefore it's considered a kinyan. Mashenkein by the case when one is being soysed the ksalim, being that it's not in the karka of the nichse ager, he's doing it in the bayit, it's not considered a kinyan. And then Sivis says mazbe the svar of the vimagash. The svar of the vimagash is that kol's man. The bias is not nigmar. Kozman is not a full bias with losses and being a bias gomer aroy ledira. It's not considered a chelik. It's not considered tuffel and bottle to the karka to be a chelik of the karka. It's considered livni ba'alm. It's considered stam bricks. It's not considered a chelik of the karka of the nechse ager. Therefore, Kozman, this bias is not nigmar. When a person goes and associates to walls, we don't look at it as if he did anything to the karka of the nechse ager. And who then? That's the beer in our sugya of buying a paltim and nechse ager. We said over the sheet of the bimagash is because the person didn't make a ticket in the karka of the nechse ager. So the nesivis the pshat is being that the bias was not nigma, being that he wasn't yet maimed losses and the bias is not really the dira. Therefore, we don't look at this bias as a chelik of the karka of the nechse ager. We look at this bias as a livni ba'almu the apach. We look at it as tam bricks ba'almu, and it's not considered as if he did any tikkun and any maisa in the kark of the nechse ager, and therefore he can't be kind of the kark of the nechse ager. Mashenkin, the one who's being maimed losses, the one who's being tzor tzur in a bias that already has losses, it's a bias gomer. This bias is considered a chelik of the nechse ager. Once it's a full bias, we look at it as bottle and tuffle and a chelik of the kark of the nechse ager, and anyone who does a tikkun to this bias, he's maimed losses, so he's tzor tzur, he's sad sid. It's considered a tikkun in the kark of nechse ager, and therefore he can be kind of the nechse ager. I did this tikkun, he's kind of the kark also. The Avni Melum and Simon Chafei, and who had in the Rav Achelik that the Nesivis brings is Achelik on the Nesivis, and they hold that when one is soysu to Ksalm of Abayis Agabe Karka, it's considered a ticket in the Karka, and where there is a Maisa Kinyan in the Karka, this that he cleared the Karka to make a Roy Labinyan, he's making the Karka for Binyan, is considered a Maisa Kinyan in the Karka, that's considered a ticket, and with this he can be kind of the Karka. And they say Lefi, the Shita of the Rajah B'Shem Avim Agash, the Rajah brings B'Shem Avim Agash, that when one puts the Asaydis and he makes the Kaka Roy the Binyan, that's considered a Maisa Kinyan. Who are then over here also being Soyser, the Ksolim is considered a Maisa Tikkun and considered a Maisa Kinyan B'Nichse Ager. And they explain, even though we find that B'Nichse Paltrin B'Nichse Ager, when one builds a house and builds a palace B'Nichse Ager and he does not put up glosses, he's not Koine. So the Chayyar Maishna, this that somebody is Soyser to Ksolim and he's making the Kaka for Binyan, that is considered a Maisa Kinyan. But when one actually builds an entire house without being Maimed the glosses, it is not considered a Maisa Kinyan. They explain the Fidashita of the Vimagash, a person has to do a Tikkun Gomer, a person has to do a Tikkun Shalom, he has to do a complete act of Tikkun to the Karka. And we see from the Rashi B'Shem of Vimagash that putting in Yisoidis, being making the Karka for Binyan, is considered a Tikkun Shalom in the Karka. Klape the Karka, whatever has to be done to the Karka, it's nigma with this that he puts in the Yisoidis, now the Karka is ready to be built on it. So therefore we look at it as the Binyan of the Yisoidis as a Tikkun Gomer in the Karka, then now he is making the Karka, that it's a Karka already the Binyan. Mashiach, when it comes to a boy in a palton and somebody's building on top of the karka, he's building a house, he did not do a tikkun shalom. In the building of the house, what he's trying to do is make a binyan. In the making of a binyan, he did not do a tikkun shalom, being that he wasn't maimed losses and the house is not complete, that's not considered a tikkun shalom and he's not koine. Memele zokta avni meluim and zokta rav achilik on the nesivis and the chuvin simakuf tzadi beis, that when someone is being soysed the ksalim, he takes down the walls of a house, being that he's been making the karka, that's considered a tikkun shalom in the karka. It's considered he's being making a full tikkun in the karka, this that he's making the karka, and now this karka is roi lebinyan, he can be boina Allah, but may like this tikkun, he can be kind of the karka, and with this, it's considered a tikkun in the karka to be kind of b'nichse ager. And we said over that the Rebbe Megash in our sugya, the Rebbe Megash that explains that by Nepalta Menichse Ager is loikane, is being that he didn't do a tikkun in the Nichse Ager, in the Karka of the Nichse Ager. He was only Baina Olav, but he didn't make any tikkun in the Karka. It would be mashma like the Nesivis. That the reason why Baina Palton is not considered a Kinyan is being that he wasn't Goymer the Binyan, it's not considered a Chelik of the Karka. Mashenke, when it comes to a person who's putting in Yesoidis, being that he does a tikkun in the karka, what he's building now is directly a tikkun in the karka. Mamela, it's considered a ma'isa kinyan. It would be mash like the chiluk of the nesivis, and not like the chiluk of the avnei meluim and of the rav achaylik, who are saying that the feed of the nesivis, the feed of the megash, the chiluk is whether or not he did a tikkun shalom or did not do a tikkun shalom. Al kolpanim, he said over on this memory of bein apaltim benichse ager is like kana, and the one who's maimed losses is kana. The Rashbam is mefarish, being that he didn't do a tikkun gomer, he wasn't going with the binyan, it's not considered he did a tikkun in the karka, and that's why he's not kana. To be megash was mefarish, being that the tikkun wasn't in the karka, it was a tikkun in the bias, therefore he's not kana. So to be megash, the maimed of the losses, being that the paltim is already mechubul la karka, he now comes, and that's considered chedek l'nichse ager, and therefore the maimed losses is considered a masakin in the karka, and he would be kain, and would in the next gemara of a tzartzur of his sod sid, and the palton b'nichse ager is kain, being that the palton is already in the nichse ager, it's considered a chedek of the karka, and this tikkun is considered a tikkun in the karka, and he would be kain with this that he's tzartzur and sod sid. We said over the Tosis asks, why is when one by the Paltin is not kind of the Chayv, we have to put in Yesoidis, and why is he not kind of Mitzad the Yesoidis? And Tosis explained, being at the Karka is not Eimid Lacharisha, it's Loidomi to a Chayvish Kalshu, and therefore he's not kind of with this that he dug in order to build the Yesoidis, and the Yesoidis themselves are not considered Davar Shalem, being that he did not yet finish the house, mainly he's not kind of with this that he put in the Yesoidis. And we said the Rajah brings Bashem to be Megash, the Rajah holds that one who puts in Yesoidis is kind of being that he's been making the karka for binyan. This that he put in the Yesoidis is a ma'isa kinyan. Dr. Rajba, this the Nagamor, Boyan Apaltan is not kind of be discussing a bias that's been built without Yesoidis, that's being built on Gabi a karka, and therefore it's like on it. And we said, over this is a machlaikas, so I train him how to understand this Rajba Shem Avi Magash. The machlaikas is discussing a case of one who was Soysak Tuk Solem and he was making the karka, and now it's really for binyan. Is the Kudlakech still be Chayzer? Do we say this that he was Seisu the Ksalim is considered a Maisa Tikkun in the Karka and it's considered a Maisa Kinyan? The Nesivah says that Lomi Boy Lefi Dasa Rosh, that putting in Yesoidis is not considered a Maisa Kinyan. That Avad over here, it's this that he tore down the two walls, it would not be considered a Maisa Kinyan. But Afil Lefi, the sheet of the Raja B'Shem Avi Magash, that putting in Yesoidis is considered a Maisa Kinyan. So the Nesivah says, Dafkin, when one puts in the Yesoidis where he does a Tikkun in the Karka, therefore it's considered a Maisa Kinyan in the Karka and he can be kind of the Karka. Mashaykh by Boyna Palton, being that the binyan is not nigma, cause man, the binyan is not nigma, it's not considered a chelik of the karka. And being that it's not considered a chelik of the karka, what the tikkun that he did is not a kinyan of the karka, mele he cannot be kind of the karka. Mele, who I did by this case of the soys of two walls, it's not considered a tikkun in the karka, being that the bias is not yet complete, and the lekech would still be able to be chayzer, it would not be considered a tikkun in the karka. The Avnei Meluim and the Rav Achelik Bur and the Nesivis, they hold in the sheet of the Rashi B'Shem Rav Magash, who holds that putting in your Yesoidis is kana, who had been being Soysa to Ksalim would also be making the karka for binyan, and that would also be considered a ma'isa kinyan. This that we find that Boyna Paltim and Ichsager is like kana is because that the being Boyna Paltim and Ichsager is not considered tikkun shalom and not considered davar gomer. Mashaykim, when one is putting your Yesoidis that's considered tikkun shalom, he's been making the karka, that the karka is roi for binyan. So in such a case, he is kaina, zokt avni maluam, who adin, when one is soysa to ksalm, that he's being making the karka for binyan, now that the karka is ready for binyan, that's considered a tikkun in the karka, and would be considered a ma'isa kinyan, and therefore the lekech would not be able to be chosen if you shita of the Raja B'Shem Rabbi Magash. And we said over that, the Rabbi Magash and our sugi that we mentioned earlier is more mashmak than the sivis, he's mashmak this, that when a paltim and ichsager is like kaina, the reason why he's not kaina is because the tikkun wasn't done in the karka, the tikkun was done in the bias. By shaking the feet of Avnei Meluim and the feet of Rav Achaylik, the reason why Bein Apaltim and Ichsager is that kana is because this tikkun is not a Dover Shalom and not a Dover Gomer. That is why he's not kana. The Gemara is Mamshich Amram Haimilsa Amulon Rav Sheshes Vanarinu Einam Imas Nisa. There's a member that Rav Sheshes told us and we showed him that it's Mavua from a Brisa. Hametzia Matzois Bein Ichsager Kana, one who spreads out mats Bein Ichsager to lie down on, he is kana with this that he's being Matzia the Matzois. And the Gemara brings a brice that's a riot of Sheishas. The brice says when one is being kaina and eved, ketzad bachazok, how is one kaina and eved bachazoka? Noyaloi menoloi, if he ties his shoes, I hitoloi menoloi, he unties his shoes, he does a maisa being meshamish to Rav. Oishaylech kelov achelo beis amerchots, vevshite, vechitza, he does maisa being meshamish to Odin. And all these cases that he's been kaina bachazoka. There's a machlokes of Rishonim, what is this kinyan of Metzia Matzois, what is the chazaka of one who spreads out mats and lies down on them, Menichse Ager, with what is he kind of by day that Atzois Matzois? The Ashbam and many other Rishonim are mefarish that Metzia Matzois, Menichse Ager is kone, because when one is Metzia Matzois and lies down on them, he's nene gufim in a karka. And with this that he's nene gufim in a karka, that's considered a maisa kinyan chazaka. There's a new type of kinyan chazaka. We had earlier the kinyan chazaka being misak in the karka. We had some mishnayim held that there's a maisa kinyan in the karka being a maisa which is mechiach bailus in the karka. And now the Ashbam and many other mishnayim being mefarish is on way to be kinyan bechazaka with this that he's nene gufim in the karka. If his goof itself gets tana, he lies down, he's metziah matzois and lies down on these matzois penich se'ager, he's being nene gufim in the karka, that's considered a maisa kinyan. Taisus and the Rosh HaMoisif, that this that we say Matziah Matzois Benichse Ager is Koneh, is Dafke, if one is Matziah the Matzois, he himself spreads out the mats and then he lies down on them. But if the Matzois already spread out before he came and he could just go and lie down on them and he's Nenegufim in a Karka, that would not be enough for a Maisa Kinyan. One has to actually be Matziah the Matzois and do a Maisa Choshev to take that off from the Karka. And idea Maisa Choshev of being Matziah Matzois and then being Nenegufa is such a Maisa being Nene when one is actually doing a Maisa Choshev to take this Ano, with that he can be kind of. Mashekin, if one would just lie down on Matzois that were already spread out before, or one would lie down on the Karka, that wouldn't be considered a Maisa Choshev, and if in such a case a person wouldn't be kind of. There's another sheet in the Rishonim on the Kinyan of being Matziah Matzois Penich Se'ager, the Rimagash and the Raja being Pesheim Yesh Mishaim, hold that Matziah Matzois Penich Se'ager is being Miyapa the Karka. He's spreading out mats. This that he's spreading out the mats is considered a ticket and a yipa in the karka. And with this, he's being kind. And the Rishonim that Achelik and the Rimagash, they hold that when one is Metziah Matzois Penich Se'ager, he's not kind because it's not a ticket shal kayama. Being that spreading out the mats is not a dover shal kayama, it's not something that lasts. It's only a temporary ticket. In such a case, one cannot be kind. Mashiach, the Rimagash holds that even when one is Metziah Matzois Agam, it's not a tikkun shakayama. If he's being that he's being miyapa the karka, he is still koine. One does not need a tikkun shakayama in order to be koine benich se'ager. There's an afkamina between the two shittas and how to be mefarish the raya of the Gemara. The Gemara brings the raya from a brisa. The brisa is when one is being koine neved bechazaka. And the brisa says, Ketza bechazaka is nole, menole, hetale, menole. When one is mishamish, if the eved is mishamish, the oven, any shimash, he is koine. And the feeling we showing him, the raya of the Gemara is easily understood. The Gemara had just said that by karka one can be koine bechazaka when one is metziah matzois because he's nene gufim in a karka. Zok the Gemara anurinu einem imasnisa, they bring a raya from a brisa that who would deem by an eved when one is nene gufim in a eved. The eved is mishamish the odin and the odin gets anoas agur from having an eved. In such a case that the odin can be koine the eved just like nene gufim in a karka is a maisa kinyan, who would deem nene gufim in a eved is also a maisa kinyan. Mashaken, according to the Rimagash, that the reason why Matziah Matzois Penich Se'ager is Konis because we miyapa the karka, what is the raya the Gemara is bringing from the Braisa? And the Mishenim and Mefarish, the Fidasa Rimagash, the raya from the Braisa is Lehepich. The Braisa says, Ketzad Bechazaka, we do not mean that the Eved is Meshamish to Odin. When we say, Nolay Menolay, Ahitolay Menolay, Shehulach Kelach Achel, the Beis Amerchitz, we don't mean that the Eved tied the Odin shoe, or the Eved untied the Odin shoe, the Eved is being Meshamish to Odin. We mean the opposite. We mean the Odin was miyape the Eved. The Odin tied the Eved shoe, and the Odin served the Eved. He untied the Eved shoe. The Odin did a ticket in the Eved, just like we find Metziah Matzois is a small amount of yipa in the karka is considered a ma'aseh kinyan. Who adin when the Odin does a small amount of yipa in the Eved, it's considered a ma'aseh kinyan. The Gemara is being a raya that a small amount of yipa in the Eved is a ma'aseh kinyan, and that's why chacha that who adin Metziah Matzois benich se'ager, which is a small yipa, is also considered a ma'aseh kinyan in the karka, and therefore is kind of benich se'ager.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.